Okay, we're going to move into spotted sea trout. Just as a reminder, current regulations for spotted sea trout are 10 fish per day, 15-inch minimum size, and fishermen are allowed over 25-inch per person per day, but it does count as part of your 10-fish daily bag. There was a special regulation put in place in 2007 for the Lower Laguna Madre, whereby the bag limit was reduced to 5 fish per day, and the possession limit was set to match the daily bag. The effects of that 5 fish bag limit in the Lower Laguna, we have seen a reduction in landings. Party boats or charter boats have seen about a 12% reduction in landings, while private boats are about 5%. We are seeing more and larger trout in the population. When we made that management measure at that time, success, what we were predicting that would be successful, we've met those goals. We are seeing larger fish and more fish spawning biomass. We are getting reports of high grading occurring or culling of fish as they continue to fish, and we also have some evidence that non-compliance is occurring. This is a graph of gill nets by region, and for the purposes of this, the upper coast is defined as Sabine Lake and Galveston Bay. Middle coast would be the Matagorda, San Antonio, Aransas Bay system. Lower coast is going to be the Corpus Upper Laguna, and then, of course, the Lower Laguna with the 5 fish. The top, that line, the yellow line on the top where it's kind of peaked up in the last year, that's the Lower Laguna. So you can see that we are seeing increases in our gill nets in our abundance numbers, abundance measures for trout in that section of the coast. The two options that we were looking at were to extend the 5 fish bag limit coast-wide or to some other area, in this case the Upper Laguna Madre through Matagorda system. And as Jeremy indicated, this is the result of the modeling. It's using that first example going coast-wide. If that were implemented, we would expect to see about almost 5% increase in the population of spotted sea trout. Spawning biomass, which is the number we really focus on, which is the weight of the mature females in the population, we'd see about a 16.5% increase in that biomass. We would also expect to see about a 42% increase in fish greater than 25 inches, but you kind of take that with caution, because those fish represent a very small segment of the entire population, and the next column there indicates that you would see about less than a 1% increase in the overall population of fish over 25. And then also that regulation would result in a reduction of landings to recreational fishermen of almost 14%. And you can see the same numbers if you cut it back to the Matagorda.
No, okay.
We held 7 scoping meetings, as Jeremy indicated, of the folks that chose to comment. We received 42 comments in support of some change in the management measures for spotted sea trout. 157 opposed that. And again, there was a geographic difference in the responses of individuals, where there was less support for any change, more support for status quo from Galveston and Sabine than further down the coast. Electronic comments, we had 882 in support, 693 opposed, percentage-wise a little bit more in support of some change in management measures. Coastal Resources Advisory Committee unanimously endorsed the 5 fish bag limit. They also went further and suggested a 5-year sunset date be set if chose to go forward with that one. Coastal Bend Guides Association also provided comment on this proposal, and they supported status quo, but also indicated that they would support Parks and Wildlife's decision. The angler survey that Jeremy mentioned, the email survey that was submitted, we had about a 55% returns that indicated some support support for status quo. The next favorable options that we saw was the 5 fish coastwide, about 49%, and then you can see them through Matagorda Bay, about less support for that. So again, the management options that were being considered were to extend the five fish bag and possession limit along the entire Texas coast, like is currently in place in the Lower Laguna, or to extend the five fish bag and possession limit along the coast from the Upper Laguna Madre to some other designated boundary along the coast. Also included here was the idea of a sunset provision, whereby you would set a date certain where that would be revisited, and if we weren't achieving the goals, it could be rescinded. And then, of course, the status quo of no action. I think that's...
Comment?
Yes. Phew, let me find this slide. On the one where you show the comments, where you've got on those seven scoping meetings, how many of those meetings were what we would call, I guess, the upper coast as opposed to the middle coast? And then out of that, out of the electronic comments, what percent of that was based on each of those areas?
Okay. On the scoping meetings, we held meetings in Sabine, Galveston, Port Lavaca, Rockport, Corpus Christi, and the Lower Laguna in San Antonio. So upper coast, you're talking Sabine and Galveston. Middle coast would probably be in the Rockport, Port Lavaca region. And then we had Corpus.
How did these numbers break down?
The breakdown was that the opposition, the 157 opposed, was just about all those numbers came from the Galveston upper coast section of the scoping meetings. It was pretty well overwhelming opposition to any change from Galveston north.
That's just for my conversations, which were pretty numerous. The guides that I fish with, other people, that is the read that I got, is that the middle third was not opposed. As a matter of fact, they were pretty much supportive of going to the five fish deal. But the deal and whatever the demarcation line is, whether it's the Brazos River, I'm assuming somewhere along there probably would be the break between the upper coast and the middle.
That could be a possible boundary, yes, sir.
Whatever it is, and that's just law enforcement got to be right. Make it easy for them. But anyway, long story short, I overwhelmingly was hit with the deal about not doing the upper third. They particularly, but the middle one, I was really surprised how many supported it. We had heard that that might be the case, but that is the information and the conversations I had. So, just for the record, that's where my main constituents called and were telling me.
You mentioned that as when you go farther from the coast, opposition typically increase. Is that correct to any sort of change?
Northern part of this coast.
Northern part
yes.
of the coast, okay. So safe to assume if one of these scoping meetings were to be conducted inland or away from the Gulf, opposition would be significantly greater.
It really would depend on if it's inland where the anglers typically fish. We held a meeting in San Antonio, but there was general support for change there. But again, it depends on where the anglers are going to.
I got you. I'm just trying to understand what the cities were.
So, Lance, is it, I guess, reading between the line, not having it all broken down, is fair to say that what the scoping and an electronic comments indicate that the Central Texas coast would like to see a reduction in sea trout limit, but the Upper Texas coast wants to keep status quo. That's
generally what we heard. Yes, sir.
So I think with that, you, of course, any comments any commissioner has, we should look at reducing the limit of speckled trout to five from the Lower Laguna Madre all the way to the Central Texas coast. And then and wherever that demarcation is, that's kind of more for law enforcement and for the biologists to determine, and I guess we put that out for public comment. Is that correct? And then it comes back to us in 2 months, and we decide then if we're going to act on it. Is that any of the commissioners have any input or any comment on?
Well, I was looking at. I think you're right that the biology and the science justifies a cutback for the benefit of the stock, And Dick's absolutely right that there is, in terms of angler comment or, and probably some guides, the sentiment in the Galveston area or upper coast is overwhelmingly opposed to it. But the, so it seems to me the point, it, the question it might be, where would you draw the line? And then the slide we've got, you've got Brazos River is one option, San Bernard River, and then FM 457, which to me, I don't know whether that's intended to be an option or not, because it's, I don't know how you know it out on the water from there. Are those the two lead options from your perspective, the San Bernard River and the Brazos River?
Well, those are options that we've kind of looked at and are in conversation with law enforcement to kind of get their input on what would be the best line from an enforcement standpoint. Either any one of those lines would achieve the goal.
Okay. We're getting into Brandy's presentation. I think we jumped ahead to Brandy's presentation.
All right, I didn't mean to do it. I just was sort of reacting to what you said.
She wasn't going to give a presentation on this, but if we want her feedback on that, it'd be an opportune time to ask her for that. And I'd suggest we bring her forward from a law enforcement perspective.
And while she's coming up, one observation I would make, I'm pretty familiar with that San Bernard, got a bunch of property up it, and since they've shut down just about any barge traffic up and down it, it is silting in extremely rapidly, and I'm not sure you're getting enough flow to even justify looking at it. That would be an observation, because I'm pretty familiar with that river. And
how about the Brazos?
Huh?
How about the Brazos?
Oh, no, Brazos is pretty, you know, it's pretty healthy and pretty good, but the San Bernard is going to continue to become less and less active, particularly when you get up about about a mile up it. It's 2 or 3 feet deep now. It used to be barge depth, and now it's not anymore. So I just make that observation. I don't know how it looks on your side of it, but that's just an observation on the rivers that I know.
Right. I had spoke with the captain of the area, who obviously is, his folks are boots on the ground, and based upon his constituents and his feeling of the area of familiarity, he believes that enforcement would be best at the 457 line, which I believe lines up with Kinney Creek, or it's right in that area. But the 457, there's a bridge there is what I was what I understood in the conversation. And so it would be an understandable marker for the users to be able to identify with.
Out on the water?
Mm-hmm.
He's coming on the intercoastal.
The bridge that goes over the intercoastal at that point.
Oh, okay. It's not shown on this.
How close is that?
Yeah, it is. It's on the lower end of the map. You see that FM 457 down at the bottom of the map?
Oh, yeah.
It's back to the well, it's in Matagorda County.
Okay.
Oh, so you think at that point.
Your folks are suggesting that would be preferable from a law enforcement perspective to the Brazos?
And for ease of understanding for their users, yes, sir.
Because you can
in
see,
that area.
You can see the bridge go over the intercoastal. There's no.
I'm not familiar with the area. I was relying on experience from that area. So, like I said, the captain believed that would be pretty easy for them to be able to distinguish.
Well, up there you've also got, what's that little? An old little bunch of beach houses, been there forever. Sargent's Beach. That's pretty close to where he's talking about, I think.
And I believe he also said Mitchell's or Mitchum's Cut. There's a cut there as well.
Mitchell's Cut, yes. Yeah.
Mitchell's Cut that would make it distinguishable.
Now, in order to simplify enforcement and kind of look at a middle ground, will it be possible to do a statewide and reduce the amount that we got from 10 to... No, somewhere in the middle, 7, 6, I don't know, and do a, you know, statewide reduction on limit, but obviously will simplify enforcement and it will simplify regulation. Just a comment. I mean, just an idea. I don't know.
I would think from an enforcement standpoint, Brandy, it's easy. It needs to all be, I mean, whatever it is, it needs to be 5 or 7, or it needs to be up wherever we close. It needs to be consistent. Is that fair to say?
Well, and we've made... lines work before, like Lower Laguna Madre, you know, that has been a successful venture as well. So, you know, either way. But, yes, we need to be consistent so that way the users can understand. But we would be able to make work either at the 457, FM 457, or whatever is discussed, and we can make work, or the statewide. I mean, statewide would obviously be the easiest, but we could work with whatever your direction is.
Need to study those. 457. 457 is a good option.
It is.
Yeah, it's the end of Matagorda
Bay, East Matagorda Bay.
And there, that bridge is prominent.
Okay. The pushback levels are going to become gigantic if we get up into Galveston Bay.
Yeah.
I'll just tell you that.
Well, that sounds like 457 then is the.
So. And we've had line before, and it's worked. I'm trying to keep it simple.
I understand that. It can be as simple as statewide.
Yeah.
Yes.
No matter what.
But then you have a whole new constituents.
Then my phone starts ringing a lot more.
that's the goal of my comment.
But that's part of the territory. I don't mind.
End user, which is the fisherman, at the end of the day,
yeah.
You know, doesn't some of them may be from different geographical regions. And it's hard sometimes to keep up with the regulations. That's all I'm saying.
What I think I've heard the commission say is that we'd like to, I guess, put it in the Texas Register. Is that what we do now between now and March? The lowering the speckled trout limit to 5 from 457 south to the Rio Grande River. And also sunsetting that at a 5-year period, have it bring it back. And of course, it can be brought back sooner if it needs to be. If the commission or the department thinks it needs to be looked at sooner, but have a 5-year sunset and have it revisited. Is that
good?
Yeah. Okay. I would like to just observe, and I think Dick made a real good point, that in the future it would be helpful to break these results of meetings down by region where we're looking at a regional issue or potentially a regional issue. I think I'm speaking for just for myself, but I think Dick raised a real good issue that if we could do that in the future, it might be easier to make more sense of it.
We do an online comment is broke. They do list county of residents, so that is we'd have
well,
to.
When
go
you make it. The presentation, though, show it by if you can. If there's a way to do it. Show it by region, like you might on a county by county basis on a deer issue, for example.